Jesus' arrest to ascension. Transition. Jesus went throughout the villages, telling the people to turn from their disobedience and turn to God. He performed many miracles, healing the blind, the lame, the sick, and casting out demons, proving that God's power was upon him. This is a story from God's Word. As Jesus came to Jerusalem, he saw the city ahead of him, and he began to weep. He said, "How I wish that you, of all people, would understand the way to peace. But now, it is too late. This peace is hidden from you. Your enemies will crush you, because you did not recognize me." After that, he taught daily in the place of worship. At the same time, the religious leaders were planning how to kill him, but they could think of nothing because all the people hung on every word he said. One night, the religious leaders arrested Jesus. When they made their false accusations against him, Jesus remained silent. "Do you hear the charges against you?" the governor demanded, but Jesus said nothing. Then the governor called together the religious leaders and the people to announce his verdict. He said, "You brought this man to me, accusing him of leading a revolt. I have examined him and find him innocent. Nothing this man has done calls for the death penalty. So I will have him whipped and then release him." Then the crowd shouted together, "Kill him!" The governor argued with them because he wanted to release Jesus. But they shouted again, "Kill him! Kill him!" Jesus was taken to a place of execution, along with two criminals who had also been condemned to death. They drove nails through his hands and his feet and nailed him to a cross made of two planks of wood. The religious leaders shouted at him, "If you are the promised Savior, prove it by saving yourself." Then Jesus died and was buried in a borrowed tomb. Because Jesus had said that he would rise from the dead, the governor assigned soldiers to guard the tomb. On the third day after his death, the earth shook, and an angel of God rolled a stone away from the tomb. When the women came down that morning to properly prepare Jesus' body for burial, they discovered that his body was gone. An angel appeared to them and said, "Jesus is not here. He has risen from the dead, just as he said." Over the following days, Jesus appeared to his closest followers. He also talked and ate with over 500 other people and showed them that he had indeed come back to life. One day, after talking with his closest followers, he told them, "You will receive power when God's Spirit comes, and then you will be my witnesses, telling people everywhere about me." After he said this, he went up into a cloud until they could no longer see him. As they strained their eyes to see him, two angels of God appeared among them. They said, "Why are you standing here, staring at the sky? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go." This is the end of this story from God's Word.